He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey. And I want to talk to you about that one.
What do you mean?
I just cannot do that hello thing. It's just not working for me.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I want to say something different. It works great for you. I love the way you say it. But
okay.
The way I say it doesn't work. So.
Okay, let's try it again. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
That's what you want to do? You want to go on and on?
No,
on?
I don't know what I want
Sounds
to
like
do.
An echo.
I know. I'm not.
Well, if you don't know what you want
okay,
to do,
okay, I'm
going to
think about
to...
it for next time. Maybe a, hey, Corey, how you doing? I'm going to think about something like that.
Okay.
So, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's I'm going to keep doing what I want to do.
No, because it sounds great.
Because I like
you do
what
it.
I'm doing.
But I'm trying to do it the same as you, and it doesn't work. It doesn't come out the same way.
You want to do your own thing.
I want to do my own thing.
That's cool. Because this is he said, she said.
That's right.
And this is what you are allowed to do. This is all about you.
All about me.
No, it's he said, she said.
Yeah, right.
He said comes first.
Thanks for reminding me.
So, this is January, isn't it?
This is
a new year.
Happy New Year.
This is a great new year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to everyone out there in SNU land.
Absolutely.
And we are proud to be here.
Absolutely.
Inside your head.
2006.
Once again.
Can you believe we actually made it? We're working on our fifth year now.
The years go by.
Fifth year with SNU.
Like vapors of
Absolutely.
Gas.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
And I hope everybody's enjoying it. And we've got lots of great lineup for special guest interviews and lots of great topics that we're going to talk about. I hope you guys have had a great new year and you're ready to move on and upward.
Looking forward to achieving your goals, to getting fitter, mm-hmm. leaner, healthier, stronger, better in every which way.
Absolutely. Cooking great. And
speaking of which,
absolutely.
My dear.
Speaking of which.
So what's cooking?
What's cooking is I just made this a little while ago for the kids and they absolutely loved it. Tuna tataki. Now, tuna tataki is what I do with this. Now, if you're living in... like in the East Coast, it might be just a little bit tricky to get this, but we live on the West Coast, so it's very, very easy for us to get a long piece of...
We live where everybody wants to be.
So I get a long piece of frozen sashimi tuna from the Japanese fish store. I leave it to thaw for a couple of hours. It's good to have it not thawed completely. Otherwise, it's just too soft to slice.
Yeah, you want to give it enough time to let those parasites, you know, start wiggling around.
Hardy har har. I slice the tuna sashimi into about a quarter inch slices with a really super sharp knife. Meanwhile, I've made a ginger sesame sauce. So how I make that is I mix together tamari sauce, which is wheat-free, organic, grated ginger, fresh ginger, honey, unpasteurized honey, and sesame seeds with a touch of lime. I mix this combination together and I let it stand for about an hour or so to let the flavor seep in. Then I pour the ginger sesame sauce into a very hot, large skillet. Then I quickly sear the tuna on each side. The tuna should actually be raw in the middle.
Wow, man. Tuna tataki is my number one favorite thing.
And then I take the tuna out of the skillet and lay the tuna on top of organic wild rice with cloves of roasted garlic with a sesame ginger sauce poured over top.
Wow.
Isn't it good?
Now, you served that the other night. Everyone just devoured it.
Oh, they just loved it.
Now, we had Michael and Deanna, mm-hmm. and I believe Ruby, yourself, myself.
And Daisy.
And we just dove into that tuna tataki and that beautiful...
Very simple. And you can make it ahead of time. Well, not the tuna, but it just sears so quickly. It takes no time at all. You can have the rice and the roasted garlic and everything ahead of time.
And and let's focus on the fact that protein is denatured by heat. And fish is probably the single best single food to eat in the entire world. And with those omega-3 fatty acids, with those minerals from the sea, with the quality of the protein. So when you cook protein ever so slowly over time and in relation to the heat, the amino acids cross-link and become damaged and lose their messenger qualities and their life healing capacity. So we have to understand that raw fish as a standard or tradition in many Asian communities is there for a reason. This stuff keeps them going and keeps their joints inflammatory free.
I find it when we eat Japanese, well, I sneak out. I do it about three times a week. I have the raw the sashimi.
You got to do it.
Which is the tuna. And it is so clean burning. I get filled up on it. Mind you, I'm hungry in a couple hours, but that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Well, you know my analogy between the tin tuna and the raw tuna.
Oh, yeah.
The tin tuna is acid. The raw tuna is alkaline. Mm-hmm. The tin tuna dries you out. The raw tuna hydrates your body. The tin tuna is denatured and has lost most of its protein value. Of course, the raw tuna has all of its protein and amino acid chemistry intact. And of course, one is leaching metals from the tin. The other one has nothing like that.
Well, try to eat canned tuna, just the tin of tuna, without putting mayonnaise in it. I mean, you choke on the darn thing. But this tuna sashimi and the tuna tateki, it just melts in your mouth. To me, it's like candy. And it's absolutely delicious if you've never tried it. At least on the West Coast here, Japanese restaurants are a dime a dozen. They are everywhere. So really,
yeah, and you really got to let go of that fear of parasites.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the wasabi and the ginger helps with that too. That's apparently why they.
Well, it's mostly what's going on inside your own body. But let's face it, we don't want to put anything that's contaminated or infected inside the body. And fish from the sea, wild animals are hardy. They're lean. They're healthy. They're strong. They have to engage in that survival of the fittest circle of life, which the farm fish do not. And of course, we saw that bumper sticker the other day. Real fish don't take drugs, namely antibiotics.
Okay, so with the ginger, the fresh ginger, and the cloves of garlic, and the honey, and the fresh lime, nothing could live inside you. So try it. Try the tuna tataki.
Yeah, and if you've got some inflammation, eat some raw fish on a daily basis just as a medicine, just for no other reason, just to reduce the inflammation in your body, because raw fish is an anti-inflammatory food.
Amazingly enough.
Good
stuff. So start with your New Year's. Eat Japanese, man.
Let's start with the number one thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about our guests. Who was our last month's special guest?
Okay, in December, our last month's special guest was Mr. Kevin Pollock. Kevin is a professional golfer and the COO of the Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Geneva, Wisconsin. I really like the tone of Kevin's voice. He sounds like he'd be a very patient golfer, and that's exactly what you need to be when you're playing golf. Patience is definitely a virtue in this game, because
You're the most impatient woman I've ever met in my life.
I want things, though. I want action, man. I'm hype case. I want action.
You want a new computer. Now you got to wait extra time because we've got all this viral protection.
Oh, God. It drives me nuts. Anyway, I particularly like the section on how he says business is conducted on the golf course and how the character of the individual is revealed by how they respond to the game.
Yeah, and he laid out a whole series of different characteristics of individual mannerisms of people that comes out in the golf course.
Yeah, absolutely.
One that I never thought was prejudice, gender-specific prejudice that I never thought of. But, you know, that's true. There is a whole issue of gender specificity as it relates to prejudice and biasism in sport, and golf is one of them. Mm-hmm. And so he said that 60% of people coming in to play golf are women, and he looks at how men and women interact on the course.
Isn't it amazing, huh?
So you can see pretty much everything
Absolutely.
In a person if you know how to look for it.
Right. So if you want to find out, if you want to hire somebody, get them on the golf course, and then you can really see.
And the Golf for Life Institute, too,
yes.
is something that he's spent time on thinking about and offers golfers nutrition information and, of course, advice and professional instruction on how to golf.
Well, yeah, he talks about golfing for life, and how many people do we know who are retired and have lost their good health so they can't play any sport any longer because they're not well? And usually when they want to retire, they think about, oh, I'm going to have all this time to travel. I'm going to be able to play the sport that I love, yet they're not well because they haven't taken care of themselves. So that's what Kevin is all about for the
And that's what we're all about, too. That's
life.
What we're saying to everyone
Absolutely.
Out there. Take care of yourself today, because tomorrow is just an arm's reach away.
And he's also a student on your course and also part of the Power Program with Michael Colgan. So he is really working towards bettering himself and helping others. So we thank you so much, Kevin, for that insightful interview.
It was wonderful. Okay, dear. Who is our next month's special guest?
Next month's special guest is Mr. Nelson Narciso. With over 10 years' experience in the health and wellness field, Nelson Narciso is a well-respected consultant on natural health products, sports nutraceuticals, botanical medicine, and Reiki. Nelson is a frequent speaker at seminars across the country, a popular radio guest, and a regular contributor to several natural health publications. He is also presently filming a program soon to be aired on Rogers Cable 10 called Interactive Fitness Challenge 911. So we really look forward to Nelson's interview.
Absolutely, and we met Nelson for the first time at the CHFA Expo East show in Toronto. I believe that was in September, October of last year.
Exactly.
You know, he was a great guy. We met him in a nightclub.
Oh, yeah. He was spunky.
Yeah.
Mind you, we'd all had a little bit to drink. I shouldn't say that. But the thing was, it's really neat when we meet people who are SNU subscribers. And, you know, they
for the first time when we meet
yeah,
them. Yeah.
Because they really know me and you, you know?
And they love it, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, you know, he said, you know, SNU is the most unique, incredible device. It's way ahead of its time. Of course, we love to hear that.
No, of course, don't.
And we're producing this thing so that people have a practical means to absorb information and then apply it in their own personal life.
Even though the section of he said, she said isn't technical, and but, you know, there we really do share a lot of information between the two of us. You know, so never underestimate he said, she said.
Yeah, nor her.
Because I might quiz you on it sometime, which we are planning on doing down the road. We talked about that, having an education course for SNU for subscribers, because then we'll quiz you on this, and then you get sort of a certification from the Corey Hawley Institute.
And what if they fail?
What do you think of that? Then they got to listen and listen and listen good.
Yeah.
So think about that anyways.
Good stuff. Okay. So we look forward to hearing from Nelson next month. Okay, dear, let's get into your hot topic. What is your hot topic for this Happy New Year?
My hot topic is Happy New Year. It's time to make it happen, whatever it may be. It's a new year, and it's time to make those dreams, wishes, goals, targets, whatever you want to call them, come true. Or at least work towards them in an upright, positive, go-for-it attitude. Work around the obstacles that have been holding you back, because only you have the power to make things happen. It starts with a thought, mental, then a feeling, emotional, then an action, physical, then you get the results. Negative or positive, it all starts with the mental thought process. Life can mirror your every thought, so keep your thoughts positive, and life will bring you only good experiences. So, thoughts equal feelings, equal action, equal results. Pretty simple stuff. Let others know what you aspire to, because when you tell someone what you want to do, it sends out a vibration. Do 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 do. I know it sounds kind of wacky, but I believe that this is true. Plus, it confirms in your own mind what it is that you want. If you can say it, it's definitely a great start towards the first step. Envision yourself doing what it is that you aspire to. It's like a meditation of sorts. Actually see and feel the experience. Let's keep it clean, shall we?
What do you mean by that?
Okay, you know what I'm talking. Anyways.
Actually, you know, when you were talking about, it starts with a thought, mental, and a feeling, emotional, and then action. I was thinking, okay, let me put sex into perspective.
I know, that's why I said, let's keep it clean.
So okay, sex,
well, I'm looking at your eyes going, your eyes are going round and round. I said, let's
keep
it clean.
And then the feeling comes, oh, baby.
That's
and
why
then
I
the
said,
action potential, right?
Okay.
The release.
Why do we always have to get into this?
Because that's what it's all about.
Okay, especially your eyes were going squirrely. Okay, so if it's weight loss goals, education standards, spending more time with your family, planning a vacation, or writing a novel, or whatever it is that you aspire to do, the journey starts with the first step. So start by taking one small step at a time, and eventually you too will reach the top successfully. So good luck, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Wow, that was a good one, dear.
Right? Isn't that the way it is, though? It starts with your thought.
Yes.
All
action is preceded by thought.
Mm-hmm.
And the emotions which emanate from the mind, where they in fact emanate from, is not exactly or clearly understood. But we do have them, positive and negative.
Yeah, well, you think good thoughts, you get good things. You think negative, you get negative thoughts. So instead of thinking, always looking the negative way, get out there and start thinking positive. Just say, and say, okay, well, this person doesn't like me. Maybe I said the wrong thing. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Screw that. And just say, I said the right thing and I like what I said. You know, just try it and see what happens. It can change your whole persona. It just changes exactly the way that you feel. It's a wonderful thing.
It's better to go through life with a positive state of mind than a negative one, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Absolutely.
So life is what we make it to some degree.
Yes, it is. And I think positive. I'm a positive thinker.
Yeah,
I get
you
down.
Are
I get down
Everybody
sometimes.
Everybody gets down.
You know, but that's when I don't answer the phone or when I don't want to talk to anybody, because we all get into a little bit of a slump now and then. It's just part of life. It's the vibration. It's the biorhythms.
It's
whatever.
Dealing with the stuff that
but
life
it doesn't
throws
last
at you.
Long, but it doesn't last long. Maybe an hour or two.
Well, you can let it last long.
And I'll punch you out and, you know, and yeah. call you a few
You can
names.
Dwell on negative activity and let it overpower you.
Exactly.
Or
which
you
a
can
lot
just
of people
accept
do.
It, deal
How
it.
Many people do we know that every time you see them or every time you phone them or whatever, it's always negative. Just negative, 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 and they suck the bleeding life right out of you. You know, those are the people that you kind of want to stay away from. They're bloodsuckers. We want to be around positive people who are filled with life and they make us feel better. That's what I like anyway. But yep. I mean, I'm not, everybody has downers, absolutely. And there are times when your friends or family need a shoulder to cry on, and that's okay.
Well, that's, when you rub shoulders with a slug, you tend to pick up the slime, right? So let's get away from that slimy guck.
God, where did you hear that?
I just made it up.
Oh, brother.
Okay, dear. So that was a wonderful he said, she said. And once again, you have stung my ears and touched my soul.
Oh, boy.
So, let's finish off with your wonderful, great final words.
My final words are from Unknown. Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goals.